fine. A bearded face can hide an evil mind. Oh, be careful.
Yep. 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 Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
201-209-WFMU. I feel like Hitler during those Olympics in Munich when Jesse Owens won. Is the show over?
Hello.
Okay, then. Fine.
Yes, indeed.
I don't care.
Our topic tonight, tell us about the worst vacation you've ever had. Ken and I are not in the studio. We are somewhere else. By the way, if you can ever get there, I highly recommend being somewhere else. I should explain. I know things sound a little strange. Here's what's going on. Listeners are going to a special website. The soundboard has been loaded with audio clips of me and Ken's voices, and listeners are controlling our voices.
No.
201-209-WFMU.
The phone number to go on the air is 201-209-9368. Give us a call at 201-209-9368.
201-209-WFMU.
Give us a call at 201-209-9368. Give us a call at 201-209-9368.
No.
Bye.
Sorry to interrupt. I just thought of a great name for a band.
Hi, you're on the air.
May this show succeed while the shows of my friends fail, yet may I always be perceived as a team player. Amen.
Bye.
Wow. Hi, you're on the air. You love the show.
Bye.
Hi, you're on the air.
Bye.
Wow.
You have a sexy voice.
Hi, you're on the air.
You have a sexy voice.
Hi, you're on the air. You love the show.
Wow.
That's what wow. That's what bitchin'. Wow.
That's what getting it on with a 12-year-old.
Bitchin'. Bitchin'.
Sex.
Wow. Bitchin'. 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 Wow. Wow. Bitchin'. Wow. Bitchin'. Wow. Bitchin'. Wow. Wow. I envy you. I feel like Hitler during those Olympics in Munich when Jesse Owens won.
Really?
Our topic tonight, tell us about the worst vacation you've ever had.
Sex.
201-209-WFMU.
Oh.
I am. No way. That is correct. Give us a call at 201-209-9368.
Really? 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 Really?
Who?
Really?
Who?
Really?
Who?
How much do you weigh?
You would agree with that. 201-209-WFMU.
Our topic tonight, tell us about the worst vacation you've ever had. Fantastic. What a great anecdote.
That is correct.
Is this going to be a long story?
Do you know that if you call an 800 number now, they not only have a screen that shows the phone number you're calling from, but it shows your social security number?
I don't care.
Ranger Jim, you've got your own little private...
I feel like Hitler during those Olympics in Munich when Jesse Owens won.
You have a sexy voice.
You know what the lesson from this call is? I think it's pretty clear. We need a call screener.
Fantastic.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Huh.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Sex.
Huh. Huh.
Hey, fantastic.
Sex.
That sounds fantastic. Hey, fantastic.
Fantastic.
Glenn Jones.
The phone number to go on the air is 201-209-9368.
Would you care to introduce tonight's topic?
Glenn Jones. Glenn Jones. Glenn Jones. My name's Ken Friedman, and you are on WFMU live right now. Is that okay with you?
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air. 201-209-WFMU.
Our topic tonight, tell us about the worst vacation you've ever had.
Just as I thought. Getting it on with a 12-year-old.
Bradley Cooper's left nut.
Cool. How old are you?
You're on the air.
Hello?
Ha! Very, very cool.
There's something I have to tell you about now that there's, well, we're playing. There's a bad man who's going to come on, who's going to talk to you soon. You have to ignore everything.
What was your worst vacation ever?
I should explain. I know things sound a little strange.
Hang up before it's too late.
Get out of town.
Oh, that is correct. On the air now?
What are you doing?
Glenn Jones.
Hey, so
Glenn Jones.
I went to the airport in Boston. I had this big duffel bag.
Okay.
And the zipper broke.
So,
while I was
okay.
At the airport,
okay.
And all the stuff started falling out. And I was like,
fantastic.
Desperate to find another suitcase.
What a great anecdote.
So I went.
What's your name?
And
fantastic. And, what a great anecdote. Sorry to interrupt. I just thought of a great name for a band. Sorry to interrupt. I just thought of a great name for a band.
You know what the lesson from this call is? I think it's pretty clear. We need a call screener.
Very, very cool. Very, very cool.
Really?
Very, very cool.
Hello?
Very, very cool.
I thought I was
on the air.
Talking to you guys.
Hi, you're on the air. What was your worst vacation ever?
I can't hear you
very,
guys.
Very cool.
You're
very lucky that way.
His name is Nick.
You're very lucky that way.
This year has been a weird vacation because I haven't had one.
Is it because you're so spunky?
No way.
No, we're not letting him on the air again.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Really?
Hi, Ken and Andy. Love
How
the show.
Much do
Can't
you
believe
weigh?
I got through.
That's what they
mean. Are you there?
There's something I have to tell you about now that...
I don't hear anything.
Well, we're playing. There's a bad man who's going to come on, who's going to talk to you soon. You have to ignore everything.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to call you Beverly.
What's your name?
What is your name, sir?
Hi, you're on the air.
I'm doing fine now that you called. I'm doing fine now that you called.
Zero. Zero.
Six. Awesome.
You're on the air.
Bitchin'.
Hi, you're on the air.
What? Okay.
Hi, you're on the air.
That's always fun, isn't it, Ken? The little when we banter back and forth. When we go off subject. But on this show, we don't care.
Yeah,
we can digress. We make left turns or right turns.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what's the fun of this show. You never know what's going to happen. I feel like Hitler during those Olympics in Munich when Jesse Owens won.
Get out of town!
You have a sexy voice. Fantastic.
The phone number here is 201-209-9368, and we're asking you about your worst vacation ever.
Is this the first time you've been to the United States?
The phone number here is 201-209-9368, and we're asking you about your worst vacation ever.
I feel like Hitler during those Olympics in Munich when Jesse Owens won. I feel like Hitler during those Olympics in Munich when Jesse Owens won.
Oh.
I envy you. I feel like Hitler during those Olympics in Munich when Jesse Owens won.
How much do you weigh? Me too.
Huh.
Why? Who? Awesome.
I'm not selling you anything.
Wow. Bitchin'. Go to hell. Go to hell.
The phone number to go on the air is 201-209-9368.
Now you're just out to humiliate me.
Go to hell. 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 Go to hell.
You know, I was thinking about that. That may not work.
Go to hell. You're very lucky that way.
Get out of town.
Oh, I'd be farting through silk.
That's always fun, isn't it, Ken? The little when we banter back and forth. When we go off subject, but on this show, we don't care.
Yeah,
we can digress. We make left turns or right turns.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what's the fun of this show. You never know what's going to happen. Go to hell!
The phone number here is 201-209-9368, and we're asking you about your worst vacation ever.
Okay, then. Fine.
No, we're not letting him on the air again.
I
liked how you started off. Was that your nice voice?
Yeah.
That was a voice I've never heard before.
I really don't care.
Oh,
go
so we're
going
to have to go back to the tape. We are going to have to go back to the tape on this one.
Oh, I'd be farting through silk. Oh, I'd be farting through silk.
I'm not humoring you. I'm patronizing you.
Oh, that just stings. I guess I have no feelings. I envy you.
Get out of town.
You're very lucky that way.
Fantastic. What a great anecdote.
I have no tricks up my sleeve.
Sorry to interrupt. I just thought of a great name for a band.
I'm going to call you Beverly.
Just open a page and stick your finger in there. Take it back. Take that back.
Follow your heart.
If you want to control Ken or Andy's voice, open up a web page to join.me/7-second-delay, all spelled out. You're on the air.
Hello? Hello?
Ha!
Really?
What's your name?
Jean-Claude.
I feel like Hitler during those Olympics in Munich when Jesse Owens won.
Glenn Jones.
I feel like Hitler during those Olympics in Munich when Jesse Owens won.
Hi, you're on the air.
The phone number here is 201-209-9368, and we're asking you about your worst vacation ever.
I feel like Hitler during those Olympics in
Hello?
Munich when... Jesse Owens won.
My name's Ken Friedman, and you are on Hello? WFMU live right now.
Hello.
Is that okay with you?
You're on the air.
I'm not selling you anything.
Hi.
Is this going to be a long story?
What's your name?
May this show succeed while the shows of my friends fail, yet may I always be perceived as a team player. Amen.
What was the last record that you bought?
I'm the one in the theater that yelled, "Die, Ken, die." I'm the one in the theater that yelled, "Die, Ken, die."
Cool. How old are you?
I'm the one in the theater that yelled, "Die, Ken, die."
And then?
I'm the one in the theater that yelled, "Die, Ken, die." I'm the one in the theater that yelled, "Die, Ken, die."
You're on the air.
Cool.
Hello.
How old are you?
I feel like Hitler during those Olympics in Munich when Jesse Owens won. I feel like Hitler during those Olympics in
the never been to when, the Olympics.
Jesse Owens won.
I don't know what that means. I'm just reading lines here. Hi, you're on the air.
What are you doing?
Hi, how are you?
No, we're not letting him on the air again.
What?
Tonight's topic is, what was your worst vacation ever?
My worst vacation ever. I went to Yellowstone National Park, and it would have been a great vacation, but I was sick the entire time. I threw up on the plane on the way there, and every single night was up. I couldn't sleep. Oh, it would have been a great vacation, but I was sick the whole time.
Cool. How old are you?
Go to hell. Go to hell.
Well done.
I was probably 10 years old.
I feel like Hitler during those Olympics in Munich when Jesse Owens won.
Get out of town.
Uh-huh. I don't think it was during the Olympics, no.
I'm going to call you Beverly.
Go on.
What are you doing?
You love the show. Hi, you're on the air. You
love
the show.
Hi. Well, have a good luck with the rest of the show, guys.
Go to hell.
Get out of town.
Go to hell. I'm not being coy. I honestly don't remember.
Is this the first time you've been to the United States?
The phone number here is 201-209-9368, and we're asking you about your worst vacation ever.
I'm not trying to sell you anything. I've got nothing to sell.
Six.
What was the last record that you bought?
Fascinating.
Would you care to introduce tonight's topic?
I'm not humoring you. I'm patronizing you. I'm not trying to sell you anything. I've got nothing to sell. Just open a page and stick your finger in there. My name's Ken Friedman, and you are on WFMU live right now. Is that okay with you?
Can I get another phrase for next week's show? Because you won't be here.
I envy you. 201-209-WFMU.
Hi, you're on the air.
Our topic tonight, tell us about the worst vacation you've ever had.
Really?
The listeners are going to a special website. The soundboard has been loaded with audio clips of me and Ken's voices, and listeners are controlling our voices. Bradley Cooper's left nut.
Ha! Hello. What is your name, sir?
Glenn Jones.
What is your name, sir?
Jean-Claude.
I'm the one in the theater that yelled, "Die, Ken, die."
Are you sure? Is this the first time you've been to the United States?
Is this going to be a long story?
That is correct.
Cool. How old are you?
Is this going to be a long story?
There's something I have to tell you about now that there's... Well, we're playing... There's a bad man who's going to come on, who's going to talk to you soon. You have to ignore everything.
You're very lucky that way.
Oh,
go
so we're
going
to have to go back to the tape. We are going to have to go back to the tape on this one.
Who am I speaking to? I'm getting chills. I'm going to take a guess right now. Danny DeVito.
Getting it on with a 12-year-old.
Glenn Jones.
Getting it on with a 12-year-old.
Oh, this show's already dead.
Just as I thought. Getting it on with a 12-year-old.
I don't care.
Getting it on with a 12-year-old.
What?
Getting it on with a 12-year-old. 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 Getting it on with a 12-year-old.
Oh, this is pathetic. I really don't care.
Our topic tonight, tell us about the worst vacation you've ever had.
(clears throat) 201-209-WFMU.
Hi, you're on the air.
I'm not selling
you
anything.
This is Dave. All right, so I was 8 years old, and my parents thought it would be a good idea to take me to Jamaica. and I'm a really fair-skinned kid, and they forgot to put sunscreen on me. So I just sat out in the sun and got this awful, this horrific, like, sunburn all over my body. And I remember just being stuck in the hotel room watching, like, reruns of Lilo and Stitch, right? And one night, while I'm just, like, paralyzed with pain from the sunburn just laying in my bed, my parents are just going at it, man, like three feet away from me, like for
I should
hours.
Explain. I know things sound a little strange.
Very traumatizing.
Yeah, we are somewhere else. By the way, if you can ever get there, I highly recommend being somewhere else. Really.
Sex.
Follow your heart. Very, very cool.
Follow your heart.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Follow your heart.
Ah!
Well done.
Ah! Ah!
I really don't care. I really don't care.
Ah!
Hang up before it's too late.
Okay. Bye-bye. Have a good one.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, indeed.
What are you doing?
I can barely hear, but I was going to call in and talk about my worst vacation ever.
I envy you.
Okay. Well, it was when me and the gang went to Palm Springs.
I envy you.
With my wife at the time and our two best friends, who's also a couple. And it didn't go that well.
I promise.
We kind of drove each other crazy.
Hey, fantastic!
Yeah, well, my wife was always tapping her fingers, and it was driving me crazy. Made me
very, very cool.
You have a sexy voice.
Sorry to interrupt. I just thought of a great name for a band.
You have a sexy voice.
Oh, that's sad. That makes me sad. Because this show, I have nothing but this show.
Get out of town!
Well, I did try to get out of town. I tried to go to Palm Springs.
You have a lot in your life to be ashamed of. I can sense that.
I do. Yeah, that's uncanny that you knew that from
You're
talking
very
to
lucky
me.
That way.
Fantastic. What a great anecdote.
Well, in Palm Springs, it rained all the time. It was the first time it rained there in 20 years.
The ends of your parties, when you want all your guests to leave. Are you sure?
I really don't care.
Well, it seems that's the reason that it was a poor vacation is because it rained for the first time in 20 years while
Tell
I was
me
in
more.
Palm Springs.
What's your name?
Go on. Tell me more.
No way.
Tell me more.
Go on. You sure?
And then?
Well.
And then?
How much do you weigh?
How much do I?
So here's the idea.
Okay.
Fascinating.
Really?
I'm sorry.
Glenn Jones.
Ah! Go to hell!
What?
Thank you, guys.
Ah! Go to hell! Go to hell!
You have a sexy voice.
All right, I'll take my answer off the air.
My name's Ken Friedman, and you are on WFMU live right now. Is that okay with you?
I promise.
If you want to control Ken or Andy's voice, open up a webpage to join.me/7-second-delay, all spelled out.
I'm the one in the theater that yelled, "Die, Ken, die."
How much do you weigh? Fantastic. Would you care to introduce tonight's topic?
I'm doing fine now that you called.
The phone number here is 201-209-9368, and we're asking you about your worst vacation ever.
Hi, you love the show.
Yes, indeed.
I like that you started off. Was that your nice voice?
Yeah.
That was a voice I've never heard before.
Our topic tonight, tell us about the worst vacation you've ever had. Our topic tonight, tell us about the worst vacation you've ever had.
Oh.
Who do you like better, me or Ken?
You know what the lesson from this call is? I think it's pretty clear. We need a call screener.
Yeah.
No. No, you are not.
That's what it is. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah.
Hi, Ken. Hi, Andy.
You sure?
I feel unusually safe this week calling.
Go on.
Well, 20 years ago, I was on vacation in Thailand, and I ate a bad lime.
Okay.
What was the last record that you bought?
Gosh, maybe Neutral Milk Hotel? I buy it over and over.
I get it.
Would you care to introduce tonight's topic?
Ah!
Is it Glenn Jones?
Amen.
Glenn Jones.
You love the show.
No.
I can't believe I got through.
What's your name?
Who are you?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm David. I can't believe I got through. Was that your nice voice? First time caller.
That's a voice I've never heard before. You have a sexy voice. Tonight's topic, what was your worst vacation ever?
Our topic tonight, tell us about the worst vacation you've ever had.
Thank you. So I had a little lime juice. My girlfriend didn't have the lime juice.
Is this going to be a long story? Real?
A few days, really. It's kind of a few days long.
Fantastic.
So I woke up and, you know, I projectile-y vomited all over my friend's home his loft bed.
Really?
Yes.
Go
on. Of a lime.
Fascinating.
I was sick for 3 days, and I got over my fear of spiders because
very cool.
I guess it's a benefit.
Is the show over?
Not yet.
You love the show.
33 minutes.
Hi, you love the show.
I do love the show.
Is this going to be a long story?
Thanks so much for your help.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Is the show over?
What are you doing?
Oh, the show's already dead.
No way.
So here's the idea. You know how...
No way.
If you want to control Ken or Andy's voice, open up a web page to join.me/7-second-delay, all spelled out. You're on the air.
You would agree with that. You would agree with that.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, first time caller, last time listener.
Very cool. Very, very cool. Very, very cool.
Bad vacation.
Very cool. That sounds fantastic. Guess who you think it is.
What's your name?
Who do you think it is? Before we put him on, take a guess who you think it is. Who am I speaking to? I'm getting chills. I'm going to take a guess right now. Danny DeVito.
Glenn Jones.
Who do you think it is? Before we put him on, take a guess who you think it is.
Jean-Claude.
Who?
Jean-Claude. Glenn Jones. Jean-Claude.
Very, very cool.
She must have been listening to FUV.
Really? Sorry to interrupt. I just thought of a great name for a band.
Very, very cool.
Ranger Jim.
Very, very cool. Very, very cool.
Get out of town.
Hello.
Our topic tonight, tell us about the worst vacation you've ever had.
Tonight's topic, what was your worst vacation ever? Give us a call at 201-209-9368.
Uh-huh. 201-209-WFMU.
Oh.
That's thrilling entertainment.
Oh.
Now you're just out to humiliate me.
Is the show over?
Oh. That's sad. That makes me sad. Because this show, I have nothing but this show.
Oh, this show's already dead.
How much Hello? Do you weigh? Hi, you're on the...
Just open a page and stick your finger in there.
You're on the air.
Our topic tonight.
Okay, so I have a good story for you guys.
Thinking about that. That may not work.
I went on vacation to the beach in Mexico. But before I got to the hotel,
Ken's voices and listeners are controlling our voices.
Okay. We got that.
Love the show.
Already dead.
You know, I was thinking about that. That may not work.
Oh.
Oh, come on, Ken. Just let me say my anecdote. You like it? Okay. Here I go. So I ate some bad beef.
Go on.
The way to the hotel.
Go on.
And I had E. coli for a week.
No way.
Yeah. But it wasn't just me. It was five guys.
Awesome.
In one hotel room.
Just as I thought.
Wow.
With one wastebasket.
Really?
Because we had to use the toilet and the basket.
Fascinating. Very cool.
Get out of town.
Yeah, man. After 5 days, the hotel people threw us out because we smelled so bad.
Just as I thought.
Can you believe that?
Fantastic. What a great anecdote.
How much
don't
do you
eat
weigh?
Any beef.
I feel like Hitler during those Olympics in Munich when Jesse Owens won.
How much do you weigh?
You know what the lesson from this call is? I think it's pretty clear. We need a call screener.
All right, I'll see you guys.
Hang up before it's too late. Bye.
Great show. Excellent show. Bye-bye.
Go on. Bye. Tonight's topic is, what was your worst vacation ever?
201-209-WFMU.
If you want to control Ken or Andy's voice, open up a web page to join.me/7-second-delay, all spelled out.
Do you know that if you call an 800 number now, they not only have a screen that shows the phone number you're calling from, but it shows your social security number?
Is the show over?
No.
This can't be true.
All righty. I don't know what that means. I'm just reading lines here. To control the Ken robot or the Andy robot, go to this webpage, join.me/7-second-delay, all spelled out. Ranger Jim. The phone number to go on the air is 201-209-9368. Just as I thought. Are you sure? Would you care to introduce tonight's topic?
Okay, talk to you soon. Who am I speaking to? I'm getting chills. I'm going to take a guess right now. Danny DeVito.
I should explain. I know things sound a little strange.
Is this the first time you've been to the United States? There's something I have to tell you about now that there's a bad man who's going to come on, who's going to talk to you soon. You have to ignore everything.
Oh, this is pathetic.
Hi, you're on the air.
Bradley Cooper's left nut.
I don't care.
Give us a call at 201-209-9368. You're on the air.
First time caller, long time listener.
You're on the air. Yep.
Love the
show.
You're
on the air.
So here's the idea.
Go on.
Dropouts.
Would you care to
introduce
tonight's
topic? I think you're speaking.
Tonight's topic is, what was your worst vacation ever?
I was once abducted by Illinois Nazis. Not skinheads. Illinois Nazis.
Wait.
And they decided, in order to punish me, and it was on my vacation, they just happened to grab me coming out the door.
Awesome.
They took me to the Hitler Museum.
I have to tell you about now that there's, well, we're playing. There's a bad man who's going to come on, who's going to talk to you soon. You have to ignore everything.
Really?
I'm the one in the theater that yelled, "Die, Ken, die."
But they were interested probably in making me watch the movie Rat Race.
You're
by
very
Andy
lucky
Breckman.
That way.
Specifically the Hitler car portion.
All righty. Reading lines here. Go on.
I had an epiphany while on my vacation with the Illinois Nazis, not skinheads, mind you.
WFMU.
Has nothing with Illinois Nazis.
Amen. Hello.
Soundboard it for me.
I don't care. I don't care.
I don't know what that means. I'm just reading lines here.
I'm sorry. I'm going to call you.
I know. Everyone. Same here, Ken.
I should explain. I know things sound a little strange.
Dick. Very, very cool. Ah!
It is.
Oh, go so we're going to have to go back to the tape. We are going to have to go back to the tape on this one.
Fascinating.
But the worst part of the whole experience is when they made me sit down, kind of like from A Clockwork Orange, like Alex on the table with my eyeballs ripped wide open, my glasses gleezing. And they forced me to watch Sergeant Bilko, also by Andy Breckman.
You have a sexy voice.
Thank you, Ken.
Bye.
Hang up before it's too late.
You're on the air.
Yes. Hey, how are you? I got a story about my horrible vacation.
Go on. You know, I was thinking about that. That may not work.
Well, it does. I was in Boy Scouts, and it was the first time I had actually slept away, like even at my parents' house.
Bitchin'.
And yeah, and we wound up sleeping in, like, it was like 10 of us in, like, this whole, like, you know, wrestling thing. We, like, wrestled until we passed out together.
Wow.
And, you know, I wound up urinating almost everywhere, I mean, all over all of them. And it wound up
no
being,
way.
That wasn't even, like, the horrible part. The whole
really?
Thing was when,
getting it on with
when everyone got up. It was
getting
my
it on
turn
with a 12-year-old.
To cook the pancakes.
Tell
and
me
it
more.
Turns out, yeah, it turns
cool.
out that
how
I
old
eat
are you?
Sand from the lake to make the pancakes.
Very,
really
very cool.
Something that I set out to do, but I did, and it wound up being
no way.
Just like cement patties.
Take it back.
And
take
everyone
that
really,
back.
You know, they put birthday candles on, and everyone sang happy birthday. I was 12.
Getting it
and it was a traumatic situation, but then I
getting
did, you know, get through it. But back to actually the worst part of the story is I went in the lake,
alrighty.
Which was on fire for about 15, 20 minutes.
Go on.
And I went in right after that. When I actually went in, there was like some wreckage on the bottom of the lake from an ice cream truck
sure?
that crashed
really?
There in the 50s. And there was a little clown mask on top.
Very, very
so
cool.
I
you know,
swam
I was
down
about that.
Into
that
the lake
work.
Of fire and I retrieved the mask and I put it on and I could breathe a little bit. So, like, again, this isn't the worst part of the story. I was able to swim around the lake and investigate all the wildlife, which is very different, and they all flare up when the lake is on fire. So I wound up collecting a couple of these fish
no
that
way.
Had turned like neon green inside the fire water.
Go
and
on.
I crept out of the beach, and there was all my Boy Scout friends, and I had these like neon glowing fish. And I handed them out to everyone. That's when the leader came over, and he said that we would cut them up and eat them as sushi because he was from that area, so he knew that
why?
This was like an ultimate delicacy from the 15 minutes of fire fish. So we wound up cutting them up and
really?
Salting them, and we ate them. And then, of course, we would do our nightly wrestling. So we all
tell
stripped down, and we started wrestling each other there on the beach. There was a
Bradley
lot of
Cooper's
sunscreen.
Left
there was
nut.
A lot of soy sauce. There was a lot
Hang up
of
before it's too late.
References to 70s movies.
I promise.
So what happened was we continued to do that the morning because of our parents were there. And then my parents came, and by that time we had showered and
maybe
we put
we should
on our tuxedos
reconsider our
and we had our little flip flops and we had bows in our hair, you know, as it's customary. And
get out of town.
When I saw my mom, I ran over and I jumped like
so
right into her arms. I mean, I was 12,
you know,
but
how,
I could still jump right into her arms.
So here's the idea.
So at that point, I knew that
You
know, something had touched me.
Is it because
and
you're
so
spunky?
When I got in the car,
is it because
we had a big,
you're so
long
spunky?
Station wagon,
is it because
like,
you're
like
so
14
spunky?
Axles. So I got into the Getting station wagon and I ran to the back and I stretched out and we were pulling away and I
That's
looked out of the window back at the camp and I saw all the remaining kids and all the remaining counselors just pointing and laughing at the car as it was
very,
it was
very
leaving.
Cool.
Apparently, they were able to live there,
is
and
it because you're
I was
so
the only
spunky?
One who was leaving.
Bye.
So to this day, they, you know, everyone grew up and continued to have wrestle fights, and I was just left out of it, and it really shook me.
Cool.
Down to
How
my
old
soul.
Are you?
And that's the worst vacation I ever had.
Getting it on with a 12-year-old.
Bye. No, we're not letting him on the air again.
Give us a call at 201-209-9368.
Get out of town!
To control the Ken robot or the Andy robot, go to this webpage, join.me/7-second-delay, all spelled out.
You know, I was thinking about that. That may not work. What was the last record that you bought?
Cool. How old are you? Would you care to introduce tonight's topic?
The phone number here is 201-209-9368, and we're asking you about your worst vacation ever.
Wait, did I say that out loud?
I liked how you started off. Was that your nice voice?
Yeah.
That was a voice I've never heard before. My name's Ken Friedman, and you are on WFMU live right now. Is that okay with you?
Oh, this show's already dead. Oh, I'd be farting through silk.
The phone number here is 201-209-9368, and we're asking you about your worst vacation ever.
Where did that reference come from? Hello?
Would you care to introduce tonight's topic?
Tonight's topic, what was your worst vacation ever?
Sorry to interrupt. I just thought of a great name for a band.
Oh, that's not... That's sad. That makes me sad. Because this show, I have nothing but this show.
How much do you weigh?
I should explain. I know things sound a little strange.
Cool. How old are you? You have a sexy voice.
Just open a page and stick your finger in there.
Hello?
There's something I have to tell you about now that... There's a bad man who's going to come on, who's going to talk to you soon. You have to ignore everything.
Our topic tonight, tell us about the worst vacation you've ever had.
What? Amen.
Now you're just out to humiliate me.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. My worst vacation was that time I went to Atlantic City and my car got towed.
Really?
Yeah. Car got towed. Couldn't believe it. It was in a parking lot. But
what was your worst vacation ever?
Yeah, and the car got towed. I had no idea where it was. It took me till the next day to find out which towing company
Just
had
as
it.
I thought.
Fantastic.
$250 to get my car back.
Really?
I use that money for gambling.
Very, very cool.
I know, right?
Awesome.
Really?
I'm going to call you Beverly.
All right. Hey, I got to go. Great show, you guys. See you later.
Bye.
Ah! Ah! Ah!
Bye.
Ah! Ah!
Go on.
You're on the air.
I'm on the air. Worst vacation ever.
We're asking you about your worst vacation ever. Yep.
What's your name?
Marty. Marty, my name is, and I will tell you, I went to Galapagos with my wife, right? And I flew over there. We got a nice hotel, nice everything. And I go downstairs, and she's kissing the hotel guy.
How much do you weigh?
And when we came back, I already filed divorce papers.
Cool. How old are you?
54, man. I've been through it. Don't get married. Are you married?
I don't know what that means. I'm just reading lines here.
Are you married?
Yep.
You're married?
You sure?
Uh-huh.
You're married?
Yep.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
I think so.
Let me tell you something.
Me too.
Guy. Let me tell you something. Every day, all the time, you'll find somebody, and you'll know that she doesn't even care.
Hello?
Hello, she doesn't even care. Goodbye, hello, she doesn't. She'll wake up, and she'll say she knows you, but she knows your best friend more. And then what, you know? And then it's divorce, and then it's all this.
How much do you weigh?
All what? How much does relationships weigh? A ton. Ton. Weight of the world on your shoulders.
Ha! Go on.
And I could go on all day.
Yes, indeed.
I will. Indeed. Indeed, indeed. You find somebody and you feel like you're vulnerable and you let yourself out there. And then what do you get in return?
I really don't care.
You don't care? But you better care because it's going to happen to you one day, fella.
How much do you weigh?
Zero.
And then?
I don't even know, man. And then,
is this going to be a long story?
You weigh zero when
tell me more.
You're with somebody and you got butterflies in your stomach and you're talking all the time and you feel right and it's all good and nothing really matters and nothing, anything could happen. But then reality sets in and then it's like a ton of bricks. Then you weigh something.
That's sad. That makes me sad. Because this show, I have nothing but this show.
Doesn't seem to be working.
Thanks for calling. I get it. Okay.
Huh.
Okay. So.
Huh.
Ah!
Give us a call at 201-209-9368. The phone number here is 201-209-9368, and we're asking you about your worst vacation ever.
Fantastic.
My name's Ken Friedman, and you are on WFMU live right now. Is that okay with you?
Hello.
Can I get another phrase for next week's show? Because you won't be here.
What is your name, sir?
Ken and I are not in the studio. We are somewhere else. By the way, if you can ever get there, I highly recommend being somewhere else.
The phone number here is 201-209-9368. And we're asking you about your worst vacation ever.
Uh-huh.
All righty. You're on the air.
Hi, Ken and Andy. Love the show.
First yes.
First time caller, long time listener.
How much do you weigh?
About 170.
Go on.
Just
I'm
as I 5'8", thought.
So you can deduct the ratio. Pounds to inches. So would you like to hear my story
voice.
About my worst vacation ever?
Tonight's topic is, what was your worst vacation ever?
Okay. Worst vacation ever. I was about 7 years old. My family went on a vacation, the extended family, with my grandfather, my grandmother, and my mother and her sisters. So this big extended family, we went to Central
Why?
America. And
Why?
We were doing an unusual tour through Central America. And we were on a bus, kind of like a school bus, somewhere in the middle of the jungle. I can't remember.
Really?
And suddenly we were going
really?
Place to place. Really, yes. And
who?
Who?
No.
And the bus stopped. I can't remember where we were going to. And someone got on and told us that there were gorillas in the area.
Wow.
And that there was the potential for the bus to get boarded by gorillas.
Wow.
So as a 7 or 8 year old, I was uh-huh. unfazed.
Very, very cool.
I probably thought it was the sure? animal gorilla.
Well done.
But the adults became very frightened, and I discovered
sure?
That the arm
and
my
then?
Chair in the bus was hollow. So I told all the adults that they could
really?
Put all their luxury items into the hollow
well
arm
done.
That I was sitting on. And
consider it
the
done.
Wouldn't be able to
and then?
You know, steal their cameras. And then we waited for the
you don't even
have
to act,
the
do
bus,
you?
But they never came. So it was all a big bust, but it was incredibly frightening and exhilarating, and so on.
Go to hell!
You go to hell, Andy.
That guy had no opinions.
Bye.
Go on. Go on. Tell me more.
You're on the air.
Hello?
I envy you.
Yes. Get out of town.
Hello?
Yeah.
How much do you weigh? Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
What's your name?
Yeah.
All righty.
Yeah.
Go on.
Hello?
I liked how you started off. Was that your nice voice?
Yeah.
That was a voice I've never heard before.
Hello?
You have a sexy voice. Tonight's topic
Hello?
Is, what was your worst vacation ever?
Is this the first time you've been to the United States?
Do
you know that if you call an 800 number now, they not only have a screen that shows the phone number you're calling from, but it shows your social security number?
You're on the air.
How's it going?
Really?
Oh, man, I'm messing up.
You
All
have
right,
a sexy
anyway,
voice.
Awesome.
Hello? Yes.
Thanks for calling. Hi, you're on the air. You love the show.
Tonight's topic is, what was
I
your worst vacation
I
ever?
Hi, you're on the air. You love the show.
Not a first-time listener. Okay, so.
Hi, you're on the air. You love the show.
Yeah, I'm on the air.
I don't know what
I
that means.
Show.
I'm just reading lines here. I liked how you started off. Was that your nice voice?
Yeah.
That was a voice I've never heard before. What's your name?
Marcos.
Our topic tonight, tell us about the worst vacation you've ever had.
I have no tricks up my sleeve.
Okay. I was 26.
You've got your own little private...
I was in Jamaica with my best friend, and we were at Rick's Cafe. We
Doesn't
decided
seem
to shroom,
working.
Ate some burgers.
Wait,
some
did food. I say that out loud? Very, very cool. Ah!
Ah! And a bus pulls up, and it's an international bus of bikini models. So... You can imagine, two young guys, relatively decent looking,
and
we're shrooming and jumping off the cliffs, and they're getting all excited. So I decide to have my friend take a picture.
And well done.
The camera doesn't work because he's tripping and tweaking a little too hard.
Sex.
So anyway, I end up diving about three times too many, and I hit the water and partially paralyzed. I came to because I kind of blacked out, and I swam over with my right side to the pool end or the cliff end, and my left arm just snapped right
back. And then?
Yeah, and I got out of the water.
Get out of town!
My friend, and I was like, dude, I think it's time to go. So we left and got back to the hotel, not thinking anything about it, and rolled up a big spliff.
Really?
And went to sleep. The next morning, the guide that was taking us to the island took us to a place called the Blue Lagoon. And we're jumping out of a tree the whole day, you know, continually smoking spliff. And I decided to
really?
Do a backflip.
Thanks for calling.
And,
bye. Well done.
And this has been WFMU East Orange, WFMU Mohawk.
Listeners are going to
on the web at WFMU.org and for all your jerk offs in Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Stay tuned for Do It For Me coming right up next with Sue Braun. And thank you very much to Amy Vogel.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
Our topic tonight, tell us about the worst vacation you've ever had.
Oh.
Bye.
Everyone he meets, he stays a stranger. Oh, in every move he makes, another chance he takes. Odds are he won't live to see tomorrow.
Yes!
Awesome! Oh, this is pathetic.
No, I don't care.
I'm the one in the theater that yelled, die, Ken, die.
Beware of bearded faces that you'll find.
This is like you're dead.
Getting it on with the
fun. Face can hide an evil mind.
Oh, fascinating! Six. Zero. Six. Ah! Hello. Thanks for calling. I'm going to call you Beverly. Okay, talk to you soon. And I'm not being sarcastic. I'm going to call you Beverly. 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 Hi, you're on the air. I'm going to call you Beverly. Hi, you're on the air. You love the show. I'm going to call you Beverly.
Ah! 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 Ah!
Go to hell. Ah! Ah! Bitchin'. Go to hell. Go to hell, bitchin'. Go to hell. Go to
Don't think about it. Go ahead. Don't talk about it. Go ahead. Don't lie about it. Do it. Do it. Lie about it, honey. That's no good to just do it. Do it. Yeah. Da, 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 da,
201-209-9368, 201-209-9368. I feel as if there's a lot of unfinished business out there. Do it for me. Thrilled to the sound of me struggling with technology. Live on the air. Clunky mechanical objects. Just out of reach. Here they are. Welcome to the program. This is Do It For Me, hashtag DIFM. With Sue Braun. How you doing? The ever vigilant Nick the Bard is in the other room and might possibly be with us later. He'll be screening your phone calls this evening, 201-209-9368. This is a show. It's on every hour. It's not on every hour. Okay, let me start again. It's a show. It's on every week for an hour. But if it was on every hour, it would be all the time. That is a little too much to handle. Not that I couldn't do it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week without a break. Pish posh. Not a problem. Hey, it's summertime, you guys, and I don't know about where you live. Unless you live in New Jersey, then I probably know a little bit about where you live or not. Tell me something. But, oh, yeah, so this is all leading up to a proposition of sorts or a question or just, like, reminder that it's summertime. Okay, I think I did that already. I think you can remember that one. The other part is it's time for your township's summer concert series. You know what I'm talking about? This is the fun provided, the entertainment that your elected or volunteer recreation board puts together. This is the package they put together to entertain you and the other taxpaying citizens of your town. And I don't know about anywhere else, but if you live in New Jersey, it's pretty much like across the board, you're going to get the same kind of entertainment in every township's summer music festival. Since New Jersey is, like a lot of this is, there's water on the other side of it. So there's usually a lot of, fish and music. Or, it's pretty much fish and music. Excuse me, I'm busy being distracted in 20 ways. But you can be guaranteed that if you live in New Jersey, the summer music series will consist of cover bands. Now, I don't know all the legalese that goes behind having other people cover music. I think it's like, I would imagine it's a whole licensing thing, you know. You're in a cover band and somebody has to get paid, right? Or do they? Do these summer concert series in the township ones, the local ones, the real local ones, are they following the rules? I don't know. Okay, that's something over there. Maybe somebody can call in and tell me how that works, because there's got to be somebody in a cover band that's listening, 201-209-9368, do it for me. The thing about New Jersey is that you can almost guarantee that the cover bands consistently do the same shtick, for at least, to my knowledge, for at least 35 years, with some permutations in between. So there's like always going to be in your summer concert series, if you live in New Jersey, some sort of doo-wop thing, right? So that's easy enough. Doo-wop, classic sort of stuff for the old-timers. You know what I mean? Like the old-timers. Show them how it's done. You know, because everybody was in a doo-wop group in, I don't know, Jersey City, name a place in Hudson County or whatever. So it starts with...